A new NAFTA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Matt.
The biggest trade deal in the United States history.
President Donald Trump talking about the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal agreement that has been reached, and a lot of excitement in the ag community over this announcement. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken.
Tennessee farmers have been patient, and I think that patience is going to be rewarded with this new deal between Canada and Mexico. And obviously, not only that, we hope that this is just the beginning of bigger and better things to come for trade and for our farmers.
President Trump praising the deal, which he says will benefit not only our dairy farmers, but many others.
The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream.
American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says this was a good deal for American farmers and news they've been waiting to hear for some time.
We're pretty excited about this new agreement. I think most importantly, it preserves zero tariffs between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And then it tops off in some areas and improves the rules that we had in the past. So as the President was mentioning, it provides additional access for some U.S. dairy products, poultry, and then resolves some longstanding irritants to trade that span a lot of other products.
Now, the president is expected to sign the USMCA deal and send to Congress, and many are hopeful, including USDA's Undersecretary for Trade, Ted McKinney, who said earlier this year this deal will lead to even more opportunities for U.S. farmers.
My sense is the world is watching how NAFTA will conclude. NAFTA, it will be the model. People are going to figure out, okay, as goes NAFTA, might go my agreement, my bilat.
Good news for American and Tennessee farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.